This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 300 people have been sitting in jails across the state awaiting mental health evaluations or competency restoration before their court dates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The state had made substantial progress on the holdup for evaluations before the pandemic. Wait times for mentally ill people facing criminal charges and sitting in jails went down after the state paid $10 million in fees for the problem in 2019. But then COVID-19 hit, and hospital admissions slowed, and now the wait times are longer than they've ever been. State officials are trying to get people into the state's main mental health hospital in Pueblo, but staffing shortages have shuttered 70 beds there. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Denver restaurant is in the national spotlight. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
The latest New York Times list of the 50 best restaurants in the U.S. included Denver's own Kamal Heritage Food Incubator in Globeville. The business at Rhino's Taxi Campus serves food, but it's also an entrepreneurial incubator. Women from Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa can learn the ins and outs of business while also earning money. The Times article immediately brought a spike in customers after the list was published earlier this week. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
You're listening to CPR and KRCC. After a bit of snow in some areas yesterday, today is looking pretty clear along most of the Front Range. Fort Collins will see a lot of sun today. The high is 55. Right now, we're at 55 degrees. Denver is at 50 degrees.